of money.
Though unquestionably in the minority, anti-monarchy voices were heard on Coronation Day, even by the King and Queen as the Gold State coach passed Trafalgar Square. The police say they had no intention of silencing these protests and expressed regret for what happened earlier in the day, the arrest of six people preparing to take part. The anti-monarchy group Republic had prior permission to hold a protest, but as the group's leader and others unpacked their placards that morning, the police moved in, acting on the mere suspicion that protesters intended to lock on or attach themselves to objects or each other.
This is a demonstration of what happens when you have incredibly broad, overreaching and draconian legislation rushed through with limited scrutiny, and that creates new and expansive powers, including new offences of locking on, going equipped for locking on, expanded stop and search powers in the protest context, as well as protest banning orders. That together creates what one parliamentary committee has called a hostile environment for protest.
I am simply holding a banner in Westminster and I'm being arrested for my actions.
Dozens of arrests were made that day, some apparently arbitrary. The Metropolitan Police say they were acting on intelligence that different protest groups intended to disrupt the coronation. In deciding to take no further action against the Republic Six, however, the police have essentially admitted they made a mistake. A Metropolitan Police statement says they searched the vehicle and, as well as a large number of placards, found items which at the time they had reasonable grounds to believe could be used as lock-on devices. The investigation has been unable to prove intent to use them to lock on and disrupt the event. Even through the cries of "Not my king," the coronation was an enormous event that passed largely without incident, for which, says the government, the police should be congratulated. As for the arrests, well, the response is to stress that the police are operationally independent of the government. Nothing, in other words, to do with us.
They make the decisions on the ground in the way that they see fit. That's the way that we've always done it. That's the right way to do it. It wouldn't be right for me to interfere with their operational decisions.
That's a line that is coming under increased scrutiny, especially since it was the government that rushed these controversial policing powers through Parliament just days before the coronation. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, London.